Today, our series Working, about the lives of individuals in the global economy, takes us to Bangladesh, the city of Chittagong on the coast, where old oil tankers and cargo ships go to die. For the equivalent of $2 a day, small armies of workers using little more than hammers and blowtorches take the ships apart plate by metal plate, somehow finding the energy to sing work songs as they do it. A lot of those ships arrive full of toxic waste. You add on the sheer danger of breaking down an old ship, basically by hand, and it's hardly a place you'd expect to find children, much less child laborers. But they're everywhere. Estimates are that one of every four workers in the shipyards of Chittagong is a child. Today, from Sandy Tolan, the diary of 13-year-old Babu Hussein.
It's really frustrating the way I begin my days. I don't know whether I should go to work or not. I feel sick and tired, but my parents don't like me being absent from my work. My supervisors don't like it either. They use abusive language, so I go back to work as usual. During my journey to work, I think about what I need to do first. If I'm late to work, my masters call my parents' names. They use F words about my mother. They don't hesitate to slap my face for being 5 minutes tardy. I'm amazed when I walk through the ship. How big it is. Who had the brains to build it? It's just beyond my imagination how it was built. First, I have to go get the blowtorch and the oxygen cylinder and bring them back to my master.
When
my master cuts a piece of steel, it's too hot to touch. Still, we grab the steel sheets and throw them off the ship, barehanded. The heat of the flame is unbearable. The hot fire sometimes burns our legs. If we try to move away from the flames, the bosses become very angry and yell at us like, "Hey, son of a bitch, come back over here." We work all day long standing in the sun. It's so hot. We don't get a hat, an umbrella, or anything to protect our bodies. They don't even provide water for us. Sometimes when our masters get tired, they ask us to do their job. They take a nap and make us kids operate the blowtorch. The torch makes a hissing sound. It's really dangerous. I have to hold the torch still until the steel gets hot and melted. When I don't hold the blowtorch steady, the flame goes all over. If the cutting isn't straight, it makes metal splinters, which can fly up into my face. Thank God they've never hit my eyeballs. They usually don't provide us with protective equipment, but when any law enforcement agency comes into the yard to check, they immediately provide all this stuff for half an hour or so. Then they take it back when the inspectors leave. My question is why? Why do they only provide this stuff when the law enforcement people come? Why don't they give it to us all day, every day, so we can protect ourselves? I have to be very careful when I work. I have to stay alert all the time. I know my parents worry about me. I have to keep an eye out in case something falls on me.
I'm very worried about my Babu because he's the oldest and the firstborn in the family. An accident can happen at any time. I've heard of lots of people who have lost their legs and hands and whatnot. And if anything happens to Babu, they won't even pay any compensation. This is my constant pain and tension.
The height of these ships is so alarming. It's really scary to climb. Once on a windy day, a worker died when he fell off. One day my boss sent me up high in the ship to find some work boots. I climbed the ladder as high as a 10-story building. The ladder was made of bamboo and rope. I was so scared. It was so high. I'm overjoyed when I'm finally done with my work and can go home. During the first half hour, I rest a while. Then I take a bath. I feel very good when I take my bath. My body gets cooler. Then I have my dinner and I walk around with my friends before I go to sleep. I have bad dreams about my work. Sometimes I dream about big pieces of steel dropping on me. Sometimes I dream that my boss has thrown me into melted iron.
My name is Atikur Rahman Belaid, 37 years old. I am Babu's father. I came to Chittagong at the age of 13. I had to leave home because of financial hardship. I needed a job. Of course, I felt bad when we discussed the issue of sending Babu to work. It was a difficult decision for me, because at his age, he was supposed to go to school and play. But at a certain point, we realized that Babu wasn't paying attention to his education and not showing interest in continuing his studies. He started hanging around with the bad guys in the neighborhood. So my wife and I discussed it and decided together to send him to work.
My work is crucial for my family. My dad doesn't have a regular job. Sometimes he has work, sometimes he doesn't. When he doesn't, I'm the only financial support for the family. If I don't work, my family will starve. I love to play with my brothers, sisters, and neighbors. I stand by the playground and watch them playing. I have so much fun with them. Cricket, football, hide and seek. I don't go very far and I always hide nearby so they can find me. There is no fun in the work. The way we comfort ourselves is to think that they are our masters. As long as they're in command, we have nothing to say. We're bound to be at their service. I wish I could find something easier to do. I have a friend who works as a taxi driver. He promises to teach me how to drive when I grow up. It would be good if I could go to school. But I have no choice, so I go back to work.
Sandy Tolan produced that story for us with help from Mainul Islam Khan. Our series, Working, is a collaboration with Homelands Productions. To see some pictures of Babu Hussein and what it looks like when a ship gets broken apart, you can go to our website. It's marketplace.org.